The U.S. Department of Agriculture has released several reports on Monday morning to get analysis of it. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. First off, as we talk about the U.S. Corn and soybean annual report, also getting into stocks and things. Tom, how did this report turn out?
And Leslie, as far as our production numbers today, we saw the corn crop come in at 14.216 billion bushels, 133 million less than what the trade was looking for, and 191 million less than what we saw in the December report. The corn yield, 171 bushels per acre, was 2.3 bushels per acre less than what the trade was looking for, and 2.4 bushels per acre less than what we saw in the December report. Now, we saw larger numbers for the soybeans. The crop came in at 3.969 billion bushels, 13 million more than the trade looked for, and 11 million more than we saw in December. The yield at 47.8 bushels per acre was 2/10 of a bushel more than the trade looked for, and 3/10 of a bushel more than what we saw back in the December report.
Then the USDA also released the ending stocks. That seemed to be a lot more neutral or in line with what the trade was expecting.
Yes, we saw some mixed reviews on these ending stocks today, Leslie. We saw our corn stocks come in at 1.8. 7.7 billion bushels. That was 50 million less than the trade expected, 121 million less than we saw in December, but it is still the largest U.S. ending stocks of the past 9 years. Now, the soybeans came in at 410 million bushels, 17 million more than what the trade was looking for, but unchanged from in December. This still gives the largest U.S. soybean ending stocks of the past 8 years. Wheat ending stocks in the U.S., 687 million bushels, 21 million more than what the trade was looking for, 33 million more than what we saw in the December report. This is the fifth largest U.S. ending stocks of the past 13 years. One other thing we might want to touch on in our U.S. Numbers today, Leslie, is our December 1 grain and soybean stock estimates, too, as our corn came in at 11.203 billion bushels, 80 million more than what the trade was looking for, 750 million more than we had a year ago. Soybeans came in at 2.524 billion. This is 66 million less than the trade was looking for, but 370 million more than a year ago. And December 1, wheat stocks 1.525 billion, 26 million more than the trade looked for, and 50 million more than we saw a year ago.
Now, the report that came out was looking at wheat acres and some changes there, Tom.
Yes, our wheat acres might have been one of the bigger surprises in the report, as total winter wheat acres came in at 40.5 million acres. This is 2.1 million less than the trade was looking for, also below the low end of an estimated range, and it was 1.9 million acres less than the final planting number from last year. Hard red winter came in at 29.5 million acres, 1.5 million less than the trade was looking for, and a million less than we planted last year. Soft red winter, which is raised up in the Corn Belt, 7.5 million acres. This was 5 million less than the trade was looking for, and a million less than was planted last year. And white winter wheat, 3.5 million acres is expected to be planted, and this is in line with the trade's expectations and 100,000 more than what we saw last year.
Will this end up being favorable for the U.S. market?
It's a mixed bag because we're looking at larger supplies out there for the wheat, and we're looking at less acres. So if there's a friendliness, it might be later on for the new crop. But we still got to see if we don't see some revisions out there, and then it will start making a lot of difference on really how good of a wheat crop we have coming on when we come out of dormancy.
Also out today, USDA released their World Supply and Demand Estimate Report, and a few changes, but seems like this was actually fairly neutral.
Well, the one thing we always got to be aware of is our markets are influenced more than just by our U.S. numbers. These world numbers are always very important, too. And we saw, as far as production estimates, Brazil's soybean crop was increased by the USDA by 1.5 million metric tons. That puts it at 95.5. They left Argentina unchanged at 55 million metric tons. Now, we saw the world wheat production also come in at a record number. We saw world wheat stocks come in a little bit over a million metric tons more than what we saw last month, which would make it the fourth largest world wheat ending stocks the past 13 years. Corn stocks, they did see a drop thanks to the U.S. numbers being down. They dropped a little bit over 3 million metric tons, but it is still the largest of the past 15 years. And world soybean stocks, they increased by almost a million metric tons, making them record large.
Tom, how much longer do you think this report, you know, will traders be going through this, and how much will it influence the markets?
Well, it will have an influence because this gives us a lot of new updated numbers to debate over the next several weeks, and we will still see, you know, people doubting this, doubting that. But overall, it pretty much confirms one thing. We still have large supplies of wheat, corn, and soybeans in the U.S. and the world. And we're definitely going to have to see an increase in demand to help pull those down. And it also proved that we're still looking at a very large soybean crop in South America. The biggest thing we're going to have to see is when we come out of dormancy, we see more estimates out there in this wheat acreage, whether or not we see more wheat acres than what the USDA put out.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.